Welcome back to more pregame coverage on 99 The Wave. Being joined right now by Grundy Center head baseball coach Pat Brown, talking about this sub-state final game against Cascade. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. When it comes to your postseason run so far, I just kind of want to talk about your run before we talk about this matchup specifically. An 8-0 home win over Crestwood to get the postseason started in Tuesday's semifinal round last week, and then you were able to grind out a 3-2 victory over North Fayette Valley in Saturday's district final. Just kind of want to get your take on those last couple games and how your team has been able to, you know, continue to advance in postseason play with some kind of opposite types of games here so far.
Well, I think, you know, with it being postseason, the further you get into the postseason, the more that teams would have to play for. And ultimately, everybody's playing, at our level, everybody's playing for a trip to Carroll. And, North Fayette Valley, although their record didn't show it, they were ready to play. They came to play. I mean, they beat Sumner Fred. And then we had to turn around and play them while they were hot. And, eventually, the clock strikes 12 and the pumpkin returns from the carriage, And we were able to end their run. And we did it in a fashion that we haven't done a lot of. But, gritty beats pretty baseball. We just kind of stuck with it, didn't make any errors, had no mistakes, and then took advantage and capitalized on a few of their mistakes and won a tight 3-2 ball game.
Yeah, you bet. Survive in advance is kind of the name of the game at this point. You guys were held to just 4 hits in that game against North Fayette Valley. What are going to be some of the steps you think for this team to be able to bounce back from that, get back to maybe some better hitting ways, at the plate? I guess what are the ultimate keys to bouncing back? Hopefully this isn't the start of a slump.
No, not at all. The kids we've been in the batting cage with the kids inside and outside. Last night we had a nice practice, covered some things, and no doubt we're going to face a really good Cascade baseball team. But if our work in the cage can come along with us in the bust event, I don't have any worries or concerns about that. It's always about taking advantage. And one of the advantages that we have to take advantage of is the fact that their top two statistically best pitchers. Thank goodness for Denver. I want to thank them personally, Coach Reitz, for extending that game to 13 innings and burning up two of their guys. So we're going to have a full pitching staff with all of our guys ready to go. The kids, they recognize that was an ugly win. And, the comment amongst the dugout was, hey, it's good to get that over with. And now let's start taking care of business. So, I mean, the kids, their spirits are great. They're not panicking. They're having fun. We're taking, 2 hours worth of batting practice on a hot night like last night. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's grumbling. And they're driven. They're focused. And they're locked in.
So Cascade coming into this one with 3 postseason wins under their belts here already. They did not have a first round bye. We're able to knock off West Branch, beat the top seed Iowa City Regina, and then, as you mentioned, that marathon of a game, 5-4 over Denver in 13 innings. You know, a team that's no stranger to going to Carroll over these last several years anyway. What's kind of a scouting report for these guys? I know you had mentioned their top two pitchers. For sure, their number one guy is going to be unavailable due to the pitch counts from Saturday night.
Yeah. This much I know. I know that, having been around baseball and playing baseball and then actually playing back in the day, playing town team baseball and wood bat baseball, Cascade has always been in the mix. They're a really, really strong baseball community. It's just they come from an area where they take their baseball very serious. And you talk about a gritty team, it doesn't matter. I mean, I know we've faced them. Our girls have faced them in basketball, and you see them all the time. And they never come out like super flashy with dominating numbers, but they find ways to win as well. They play in a tough conference. They've got a lot of juniors and seniors. And statistically we match up pretty well with them. I think our batting averages are close to the same. Our ERAs are close to the same. They've played 4 games. They're going to play 4 games. They've won 3, we've won 2, so they're you start to play the odds games there. Eventually the wheels could fall off, and hopefully that's not the case for us. And I mean, I don't wish any ill towards Cascade, but any way we can win, we're going to win, because ultimately at the day, you know, at the beginning of the game, we're looking at everybody 0-0. I'm not very good with numbers, but I figured it out. Our kids have played somewhere in between, you know, right around 500 outs, give or take, you know. And they're 21 outs away from going to Carroll, which is, it's historic. You know, there's not many schools that get to do that. We're in the top 16 right now. And I feel really good about tonight. And I, you know, you don't want to look ahead, but, the year we made it as a player, or as I made it as a player in 93, you know, it was just kind of one of those things, happy to be there. But coached in it last, 5 years ago or whatever. And it was one of those, hey, we're just glad to be here, but we're ready to go and make some noise, you know, and actually do and not be a fluke deal. We've got a really, really salty baseball team right now. And I couldn't be any more proud of the kids than what I am right now.
You bet. Just a couple questions left for you here. When it comes to managing the pitching and all the stuff that goes into that, especially here in postseason play, looks like you guys have been in pretty good shape here throughout the first couple games with Jarovsky starting and Thorne coming in to close it out. But what are kind of the ultimate factors for you when it comes to, you know, deciding who goes on what night? Is there any sort of thoughts about, you know, possibly having to think about the next game? Obviously tonight you won't, because you have over a week, but is that something that you kind of have to have in the back of your mind, you know, when you're deciding some of these things in postseason play?
Oh, 100%, you know, and actually to be quite honest with you, you know, it doesn't matter who's pitching, Riker or Judd, you know, they're two very good pitchers, good numbers. And you know, when you got a pitcher that's pitching and he's hot and things are going well, you know, a lot of times you tend to run with him. But I mean, we rolled the dice in a 3-2 ball game and we pulled him knowing that we wanted to have him available at Cascade. So, you know, there's those risks that you got to, you know, take. But we're to the point now where obviously it's, you know, all bets are off. Judd could go for 110. Britt could go for 110. Riker could go for 110, just to get there. You know, you got to get there first, and then ultimately, you know, be in a position where game one of the next game, you know, you can monitor and realize and relax and not relax because you're in the state tournament, so there's no relaxing, but recognize that, okay, Judd might throw 40 pitches because he's gonna pitch, say, Tuesday. He's got to rest Wednesday and then come back on Thursday. So you have to, yeah, that's when you really start to have to figure it out and worry about it. But like I said, we got to get there first and just know that we've got a stable full of guys that are ready to come out and be competitive and do what's best for the team. And, you know, the thing of it is defensively, when Riker's on the field, I mean, we're solid there. When Judd's on the, you know, on the mound, we're solid there. You know, we're in a good place. A lot of times, you know, you take a kid out, put him on the mound, and then all of a sudden it opens up a hole or a gap. We've seen that in the past where, you know, a center fielder comes in to pitch and then all of a sudden they're missing their center fielder, and that changes the dynamics of the defense. Same way with shortstop or catcher. You know, it's a big, big deal to be able to know that when you're taking somebody and putting it on the mound that you've got somebody equally as good to play and replace them defensively. But I really feel we're in a great place. It's going to be a great night. Hopefully the people show up. You know, I'm just super, super excited to be a part of it and really, really looking forward to what's going to come tonight.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we got, but that's been a Grundy Center head baseball coach, Pat Brown Jr. Thank you so much for the time today, and we'll catch you after the game.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Grundy Center and Cascade Substate Final coming up at 7 o'clock. More pregame coverage is next on 99 The Wave.